Right, well, hello everyone. It's Wednesday night and I'm in the podding shed and just potting up a few... What am I doing? I'm just potting up a few plants, actually, pricking them out, adding extra spaces and what have you. Now, last week I said I was going to be producing podcasts on Wednesday, Fridays and Sundays. Well, Sunday I had a bit of a problem and... kind of want to talk to you guys about it. Probably this is probably going to be a bit more for therapy than for myself than anything else. Now, as you know, on a Sunday night, I do a live show, a gardening live show, which goes out on Facebook and YouTube. And I've been doing it for quite a while now. It's a lot of fun. It gives me the chance to basically have a chat with everyone who gets involved. And the way we've set it up, it's been building an audience, it's going places, and I'm really, really happy with it. But we had an incident with the YouTube side of things on Sunday's show. Now, I have one viewer who, he's been a pretty good friend to me, to say the least. He comes on, he supports what I do, but... he has a tendency to, I guess, take over or try and promote his own stuff. Now, I think he is actually trying to be genuinely helpful with that. When I'm doing a live show, there's a lot going on and I'm working on my own. I've got no producer. I've got nobody in the wings helping me out. I'm doing it all by myself. I've got to keep an eye on the comments. I've got to make sure the conversation is flowing. And there's a lot of things that I'm keeping my eye on, making sure everything is working. It's not a case of just sit down and chat in many ways. And what also has a tendency to happen, if you go quiet for like a second, it feels like it's ages. And something I hate is dead air. Now, what was this instance was after about halfway through, we had somebody else join in under the name of, I didn't want to name anybody on this, but as it's all on YouTube and people can go and see in the comments there, the person who I first talked about was Sean James Cameron. He's been a pretty good friend to me, to say the least. But this other account, which was called Sean James Critic, popped up. Now, my first thought when I saw the name, and again, this is because I had so many things going on in my mind, was that it was a film critic who went by the name of Sean James. I hadn't quite popped the connection together. But as it turned out, this person was somebody who was a bit upset with Sean James Cameron coming on to my show or anybody's show and trying to take over. It doesn't bother me personally at all. And kind of wanted to let their feelings know. Now, I saw this happening and I not ignored it, but I wasn't going to bring attention to it. I thought, well, we'll carry on with the show. We'll talk about gardening and concentrate on that. And I will deal with it afterwards. Well, afterwards, this Sean James critic actually did apologise to me and sort of said that his bit of an outburst should not have happened on my live show. Which, you know, I'm grateful for that, thank you. I've asked them to email me and I'm having a bit of a conversation, and what this conversation has gone, they've actually been quite defensive of myself. They felt that he was sort of trying to take over my position or my audience, and etc. etc. Now, I personally don't see it like that, but I do think, you know, they have a valid point that's how they feel. And part of my trouble is that I'm far too easygoing. I'm happy for people to come on and promote their own stuff, as long as it's good content, as long as it's related to gardening. I don't feel I'm competing with everyone. I mean, I am competing with everyone, but I don't feel it. I do this because I enjoy it. So, yeah, I've been in conversation with this person. Now, another good friend of mine, Nigel, otherwise known as Muddy Boots, he's been getting a bit of flack because he's been accused of being this person, which he's not. And, yeah, this has led, like, the last few days, I have been having a lot of phone calls with various people, emails. My wife's getting annoyed with me about it, to be honest. Trying to get to the bottom of what we should do. And the person, the Sean James critic, has said they will reveal themselves to me. But I'm in a position, I don't want to know who they are. Quite simply, if I know who they are, everybody else is going to want to know who they are, and they're going to push me and push me to try and find out who it is. Don't blame them. I would do exactly the same. So I've made a decision to not find out who they are, but they have said they will come on the show on Sunday and apologise. But I'm a little worried where this is going to go, because like I say, I'm pretty laid back, and I've been lucky in the past. I've never really had to deal with any trolls or anything like that. I don't know why. I mean, I get the odd person on a live show that might call up and try and do something funny because it's a live show and they think they're being funny. I don't care. I can shut them off and we'll move on. It's as simple as that. I'm very thick-skinned when it comes to things like this, especially online. And I think on a whole, podcasts don't really lead us into the whole troll thing anyway. For some reason, we seem to be less likely to get it. I think because of the effort involved. Most people listen to a podcast when they're busy doing something or they are... it's not like YouTube where you're sat down at a screen and you can comment straight away. To troll a podcaster, you've got to put a bit of effort in. I mean, it does happen. I know it does happen. I've just been lucky that I've escaped it all up until this instance. And I won't even call this as being a troll. It's somebody who's a little upset with somebody else. Coming to my defence, and this is the thing that I'm a bit humbled by in some ways, is that they feel they're coming to my defence. And for all I know, it could be somebody I know. It could be a very good friend of mine, for all I know. But I don't know who it is. And that's how I want it to stay, weirdly. I want it to stay that I don't know who it is. So what I kind of wanted to jump on is jump on the microphone and just talk this through with you guys and see if you've got any thoughts on how to deal with this, or if you think I'm in the wrong for not wanting to find out who it is, if you think I'm wrong for giving this any time of air or anything. Let me just move this over. There we go. It's one tray of plants now potted up. Yeah, do you think I'm wrong for not wanting to know who this is? Do you think I'm wrong for anything like I've said? Let me know. Please let me know in comments or email or anything like that on how you think I should approach this. I'd like to think I'm a fairly lenient person. I'm happy to go with the flow. I don't mind people coming on my stuff and promoting their stuff. I mean that I'm happy for that. In all honesty, it doesn't bother me because I see it as if I'm helping someone out, they may repay the favour, they may help me out, and so on. That's where I'm kind of at, and it's a bit of a conundrum, and I'm hoping this is going to sort things out pretty soon. So let me know what you guys think, and the wife's out tonight, so I can discuss this a bit more openly. She's been getting a bit fed up with all the phone calls, quite rightly, because it's every night since Sunday night I've been on the phone dealing with this. And it's, as she says, it's like I'm dealing with a load of children. Or I've spoken to Lee. Now, I know Lee might be listening as well. He's a supportive member. I've spoken to Lee about this as well, and he says it's like an episode of EastEnders, and it's completely right. And I don't want this because I just want a garden. That's all I'm interested in. That's what I do, garden. So, yeah, let me know what you guys think about this weird situation and how you think I should deal with this. I know this has not really been a gardening episode tonight, but I think this is part of the behind-the-scenes stuff that I promised would go on. Add a bit of drama, add a bit of what's going on. It's been great for views, all this, because a lot of people have heard about it and gone back and watched that live video. So, yeah, like I say, let me know what you think, and I'll be happy to take on all advice and aboard. Right, well, I hope everyone out there is keeping themselves well and keeping themselves safe. And it's Wednesday evening. I'm going to finish off these plants, and then we're going to head on indoors, and I've got to get the post out pretty soon, because the April's seeds are going to be on their way to you next week. We've got 7 packets for you next week, but next month, April. So plenty to keep you busy. Right, guys, I'm babbling a bit. You take care. I'll speak to you all again very soon.